All right, it is October 12th, 2022 in the Coleman Junior High Library at 10 o'clock. We'll start off by going, a SHAC is a group of representatives from different segments of the community, generally appointed by the school district, to provide advice on coordinated school health programming and its impact on student health and learning. The mission of CISD SHAC, in partnership with the staff, students, parents, and communities, to advise the CISD Board of Trustees on coordinating an age-appropriate school health programming that motivates and promotes safe and healthy lifestyles for all. And so I've already told y'all that we are recording. You know, I have minutes from last meeting when we talked, and we decided on a curriculum for health, and we now have it. Junior high through high school, and it does have the new TEKS that TEA has provided for us. So they're doing that, and it's being currently taught. We do have to come up with some nominations for new members, because Lori Smith and Laura Jones were parents of our committee last year, and they're now teaching. So does anybody have any parents that they would suggest be part of the committee that I could take to the board? I'm going to put Carrie Wardlow down because she is a parent.
So they can be employees too?
I think, well, we can have one or two, but I need
parents that aren't employees.
So if y'all come up with any, I will talk to the other principals, or I'll talk to Diana too. But if y'all come up with any parents that you think would be great, let me know. One quick thing, we are going to apply for or renew our District of Innovation. And part of that is the School Health Advisory Council meetings. Right now we're required to have four, but we are going to put in our District of Innovation that the district seats an exemption from the number of required SHAC meetings, because it would allow local control by the Board of Trustees and the committee members to determine the need for the SHAC. Due to our district size and consistency of SHAC members, we don't warrant to have four meetings a year. I mean, that's a lot for us to have to do, and to trying to get everybody together. So this would just allow us to meet as needed. Is everybody okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. I will be taking the SHAC annual report, and it's going to be over everything that we did last year and then currently to the board next month. So I will be telling, and that's just to keep the board informed. Okay. We have Chaney here.
All right. So I made a little handout with information. So my job is, as the county extension agent, is basically to educate it around the county and community of different, for family, community, and health. It's a variety, a range of programs that I can offer. Basically, we have curriculum enrichment plans that are free that I can bring into school. I'm currently doing program in the pre-K class, Color Me Healthy, teaching them about fruits and vegetables, and we're trying fruits and vegetables and learning about active, healthy living, and so on. So with these programs, I can come in and teach them most of the time. I mean, I'm pretty flexible, but on a lot of them, I can either teach them, I can tag team with the teacher, and they can teach a lesson, and then I can teach a lesson. And I can basically like train them. It's basically, the curriculum is just, I hand it to them and they teach it just like they would any other curriculum. But I would help them with all the everything. But as I said, right now, I'm pretty hands-on as I'm learning the programs as well. So on the back side, I put a list together of different programs that I can offer. There's more than this. But I just did some of the different ages, and balancing food and play, it's important. It's basically like the Color Me Healthy, but it's for the 3rd to 5th grade. It's 4 weeks with 20 lessons. You can also spread that out, however, it doesn't have to be 4 weeks straight every day having a lesson. Like I'm doing Color Me Healthy, it says non-lessons, you can do 1 a week or 2 a week. I'm doing 1 a week. Every Tuesday I come in and do it, and then I'm going to keep doing it for the Head Start come January. I'll just keep coming in on Tuesday and hit both classes. So that's one that I'm Choose Healthy is for middle school. It's 4 lessons, 1 per week. So it's just 4 weeks I come in, teach. And generally these lessons are like 30 to 45 minutes. They're no more than 45. The Color Me Healthy, which I've already stated that I'm currently doing and plan to do it starting in January with the Head Start. There's food managers, which I'll be certified to teach food managers, which this is more high school, but come December, I'll be certified. I'm going through a training in December, but I'm certified to teach food handlers. And I taught it to the culinary class for junior high ACE before they started. And it was really good. I thought they enjoyed it. I just tried to make it a little bit more fun than the boring food handlers 2 hour class. That's mainly geared towards high school or employees or...
So you can do employees?
Mm-hmm, yes. And I can do the food handlers anytime now.
Okay, because I have a couple that actually need it.
I can do it anytime now. The Learn, Grow, Eat, Go, I think it's been done here previously for the preschool age. There is a... I think it's junior high. It's a little bit more in depth. It's flower bed. I mean, like
we
raised
did that
gardens.
In third grade. Is like it third? 4 years ago? We did third and fourth, and they had the big gardens out there.
So I do know there's a facility for it if it's needed and for any curriculum enrichment. But the preschool one isn't as in depth. It's more putting seeds in bags and teaching them the basics. So Mindful Self is a new one. It's for 6th through 8th grade. It's basically it's focusing on mental health, the social and emotional. And when I met with my committee, that was a big they're on my committee. That was a big one, was that the mental health all the way across the board, kids to adults, is something that needs to be targeted in the community. And that's a good one. It's 6 lessons. You can do 1 a week. They're about 30 to 45 minutes. I just went through the training for that. And it's really, I think it'll be really good for kids to have an outlet other ways that they don't generally think to have or given that way of having an outlet. Take a Stand as a teaches bullying and prevention. It's for all ages, so they can do, you can do that, I think it's K to 2, 3 to 5, 6 to 8, and then 9 to 12. So it's all the way, there's curriculum for all of it. There's 10 lessons. It's gauged to have 2 a week. Like I said, that could be me coming in one day, the teacher teaching it one day, and then flip-flopping. It's a pretty good in-depth curriculum, and I reading it, and then from being in the school, I was like, oh, that's a good one. I wish I knew some of these things to teach whenever I was a teacher. So then there's Walk and Talk, which is basically like a series of Walk Across Texas, which I know we've done in the past in the school district. I can still do Walk Across Texas. Walk and Talk is basically walking with the kids and teaching them. It's a little bit more in depth. It's harder to teach them. It's more gauged towards the older kids than the younger kids, but it's all ages. It's teaching them all the points of fruit and vegetables, and then Rethink Your Drink is a good one, teaching about the sugars that are hidden in those Gatorades and sodas that they're drinking. Walk Across Texas is 8 weeks. It's a challenge. It can be a competition between the grade levels or between the classes in a grade. It can be done during PE. The staff can also have a team, and they can make teams and compete. And there's 8 on a team, I think, or there has to be at least 8 on a team. Watch Your Back is teaching the dangers of alcohol and other drugs. Binge drinking, alcohol poisoning, impaired driving. So TxDOT's traffic safety, Christy Harwell, and I have been talking a lot, and actually saw her last night at National Night Out, and she was telling me that there's so many things that we can do within the school. She said that she's at San Sao today doing basically kind of like a watch your back kind of deal. She said it's good for around spring break and prom, into the school year, going into summer. But you can set up, like she said, that sometimes they set up a gym. She would partner with me doing it and getting in some of the law enforcement and people in the community to come in and talk to the kids and put on goggle simulator and have, she can do rollover crash. She has a rollover crash simulator, passenger safety. So there's a bunch that she can offer that I can work with her as well. And so, but that's more middle to high.
Is that just one day?
Or you just can like do a program? Yeah, you can just do it one day. So she said that she's done it like in health class where they stayed in the gym. Like she was set up in the gym all day, and the health class, every time the health class, they went through and they just went through the different stations.
Okay.
There's, you know, there's goggles that then have them, you know, drunk and trying to walk and high and all, you know, all these different things to show them how it feels to not have control or know what's going on. Winning with Nutrition is middle to high school kids. It's teaching athletes the importance of nutrition and making healthy choices. And then Classroom to the Real World is a high school it's high school level, but it's teaching them financial education and then the real world, they have this job, this is how much they make, they need to pay their bills, they need to have car insurance, and then seeing where they come out to whenever they are going around and doing basically their fact sheets and then trying to make it all balance out and showing them how it's not as easy when you have the money, but here's all your money, like you're rich. You're really not. You got to pay and use your money to live. So those are a few. There's more. I'm learning every day that there's all these new websites and have all of our curriculum. I'm like, why don't they have these all-in-one website for me to pull up? But I thought that these would be some good ones, that if there was any time or any part of the year that these were needed, that I have them to offer.
That's great. Can I have a copy for Ms. Dobbins? No, I want to give one to Ms. Dobbins. Awesome.
Is there any questions?
No. Okay. Thank you. That was great. And then we have Kaylee Willis here.
Yes.
From SFE.
Yes.
What does that stand for?
Southwest Food Service Excellence.
Okay.
I don't have a whole lot. Just want to talk about participation the first 21 days and some upcoming events we have this month and next month. So the first 21 days of school, we serve 20,974 meals, which is really good, I think. Mm-hmm. for lunch participation, we are over 150 meals more than we had predicted. And for breakfast, we are over 50 meals than we had predicted. I've gotten a lot of good feedback from staff and from the kitchen staff and the district staff and students. Everybody seems to enjoy, especially the pizza mm-hmm. and cheeseburgers.
Yes.
Also, the popcorn chicken snow bowls go over very well. That's mashed potatoes with corn, popcorn chicken, and gravy. They seem to enjoy those. As far as upcoming promotions, we're going to be doing a first responders lunch on the 28th. We're going to be doing pepperoni pizzas. Are we just doing pizza, or is it something else?
We're going to have pepperoni and cheese pizza and a salad bar.
Yeah. We'll also do a dessert and offer tea as well. And then next month, we have our Thanksgiving meal on the 16th. That will be turkey and dressing, gravy, green beans, mashed potatoes, rolls, and a pumpkin bar for dessert. And we'll also offer tea. And the parents are invited to come. We've always had, when I worked in Brownwood with SFE, we always had like really good turnout. At the school that I ran, which we served about 400 students every day, we had 1,100 meals served just in for wow. Thanksgiving lunch. Okay. So it's always a really good turnout, and they really enjoy it. Does anyone have any questions or menu suggestions or concerns or anything that they want to talk about?
My kids seem to come home and love it, so I've That's heard good. Really good things.
That's very good. Anybody else? No?
But thank you yes, for ma'am. Telling us and coming today.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else do I have? Well, oh, your dental program.
Yes, we've had the Lions Club come do a dental program. Well, they're coming next week.
Okay.
And then we just had Smile Crafters come and did a presentation for pre-K through second. And they all got little toothbrushes and tooth kits to take home. And I said the Lions Club, it's the Masons that are going to be here next month. And they're just doing first grade. And they will also do the little tooth kits and send home. They come every year, but this is our first year for the Smile Doctors.
Oh, that's good. Smile Doctors, not Crafters.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's recording. Smile Doctors.
Smile Doctors. Well, good. Okay, well, does anybody have anything else for today? All right, then we are done.